Hi, I'm Richard Karn, and you may have seen me on TV talking about the world's number one expandable garden hose. Well, the brand new Pocket Hose Copperhead with Pocket Pivot is here, and it's a total game changer. Old-fashioned hoses get kinks and creases at the spigot, but the Copperhead's Pocket Pivot swivels 360 degrees for full water flow and freedom to water with ease all around your home. When you're all done, this rust-proof anti-burst hose shrinks back down to pocket size for effortless handling and tidy storage. Plus, your super light and ultra-durable pocket hose Copperhead is backed with a 10-year warranty. What could be better than that? I'll tell you what, an exciting radio-exclusive offer just for you. For a limited time, you can get a free pocket pivot and their 10-pattern sprayer with the purchase of any size Copperhead hose. Just text WATER to 64000. That's WATER to 64000 for your two free gifts with purchase. W-A-T-E-R to 64000.
By texting 64000, you agree to receive recurring automated marketing messages from Pocket Hose. Message and data rates may apply. No purchase required. Terms apply. Available at pockethose.com/terms.
I can ask having a COVID-in.
You say, now say, give us 5 stars.
Give us 5 stars.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to this week's episode of Coffee Talk. If you've just joined, Coffee Talks are the short, in-between episodes where we read your user-submitted stories, hang out with friends, talk about witchy pop culture, or chat with you about what is going on in our personal practices.
And if you want to be featured on Coffee Talk, email us at submissions@coffeeandcauldrons.com, or you can send us your submission on our website, coffeeandcauldrons.com. Or if just writing something out is not for you, you can actually send us a voicemail. And just, it is 3 minutes long, but if you don't finish your story, just call us back. We'll put it together. And that number is 351-207-0799. You can send us your tips, your ghost stories, or any kind of funny story you think the community would love to hear. Be sure to let us know if we can share your name or if you prefer us not to. Your social media usernames are also a great way to get credit. So, yes. Robin, who's teaching our class this month?
Me! I'm teaching a class this month on Baneful Magic. And if you would like to learn how to hex your ex, or just honestly any of my favorite hexes, how we can use them, ethics within them, just the whole shebang, you should join us, Library Tier and Up. That is going to be at the end of this month. It's going to be on May 31st at 12 p.m. Pacific Standard Time. And you can either join us on the Library Tier, watch it live, ask me questions, or you can pay for it individually for $10. So $5 less than the Library Tier for the one-off. Yeah. Join us. Yeah. I would love to answer your most pressing questions on the matter.
Yes.
Oh, my goodness. Yes, yes. So this week, Marie and I just kind of wanted to chat because we are starting to get pretty excited over here.
Mm-hmm.
Next month, I'm sure you guys have heard us say this a million times. So next month, Marie and I are going to be in Chicago for the Windy City ParaFest. And we're going to be on the main stage. We're going to be doing a live episode, but we're also going to be having a booth where we're going to be selling tarot readings, zines, stickers, totes.
Mm-hmm.
The whole shebang.
Very exciting.
So we're getting pretty jazzed about it.
Yeah.
I also recently learned, I don't know if you knew this, but we get to have 2 suitcases that we check.
No way. That we
I
can
know,
check?
It's a game changer.
What?
I was like, it's a game changer. I'm like, I'm going to just fill
this
shit
economy?
With this stuff. I know. And we get a carry on.
Hell yeah.
So Frankie totally fucking spoiled us.
I feel so, like, that actually... My soul is
what a relief.
Yeah, because I was like thinking of everything I have to pack, and I was like, oh my gosh, this is going to be a thing.
A nightmare is what I was thinking. And I messaged Frankie because I was trying to figure it out on my booking, and it just like wasn't showing me the full thing.
Mm-hmm.
And he was like, oh, you're flying Southwest, right? You get 2 checked and 1 carry-on and 1 personal item. And I was like, what? So that changes everything. I feel very relieved and good about that. I don't know about you, but
girl, I would have been paid for that for myself going on a trip.
I mean, same. I was like, I was like willing and ready to pay the extra $60 so that way I would have my two bags.
I mean, is it going to be fun, like going around the airport and like carrying all this, all these items alone? Absolutely not.
What time do you get in? What time is your flight get in?
Really early in the morning, like yeah, really up. And I'm gonna have to where I'm flying out of because I don't want to exactly give my location. But
she's gonna give her exact location, everyone.
I have to stay in the hotel the night before, so I'm like leaving that hotel and going straight to the airport like early in the morning. So yeah.
Mine is also very early in the morning. Like, my flight out is very early in the morning. But, like, what time do you land?
What time do I land? That's a very good question, Robin.
I land at lunchtime.
Yeah, I think Frankie tried to make it as close as possible.
I think so, too.
Let me see.
Frankie. So, like, you won't be alone, Holly. I'm going to get one of those little card things.
Oh, I meant, like, dropping it off. Like.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, that sucks to suck.
I'm gonna be like,
Yeah, have you ever like used those little cards that they have at the airport though?
I have, but it's been
when
so
I went
long.
To
I have
Australia
to remind myself.
Last time.
I did this with the baby ones, like alone,
right?
Without
so when
Scarlett.
I was in Australia the last time, I had the one suitcase and it was fully at like max capacity for my checked suitcase, my checked luggage. It was at the like 50 kilograms or whatever, which is like 80 pounds, and that's what mine was at.
Yeah.
And I also had an 18-month-old and I had my carry-on. And so I ended up just putting everything, including my son, on like the little push cart thing. And I was like, it's mine.
So I get there at 1:55.
Okay. So you're like an hour after me.
Yeah.
So that's not terrible.
I have
That'll
a 4-hour layover, though.
Ooh.
Mine's a direct flight.
Oh, you bitches.
But mine is not a direct flight on the way back. And I'm flying out of SFO, which means I have to drive to SFO the night before.
Yeah, that's what I'm doing. I have to drive where I'm going the night before. Like,
yeah.
And my flight's at 7 o'clock in the morning. Like,
oh my gosh.
So that means be there at 5 a.m. I'm going to be a zombie. You're not going to judge
me. My flight's at 6 a.m. My flight is at 6 in the morning. I am going to do, is literally, my takeoff is 6 a.m.
How
on
is
the 6 nose.
In the morning and you don't get there till lunch?
Because I'm flying into the future, you goose.
Oh, yeah. I forgot time zone.
Yeah, I'm flying to Central Time and I'm in Pacific Time.
Hello. But the thing is, you're going to be like all like powered up and ready to go because you're used to being up so late and stuff like that. So, you know.
I'm not going back in time. What are you talking about? I'm used to being. I am an old woman who goes to bed.
You got to think like when it's like what, 9 o'clock there or like midnight there, it'll be like 9 o'clock your time. So you'll be like,
good point.
And I'll be like,
oh my gosh, I hadn't thought of that.
I think it's all, I don't know what time difference Chicago is from me.
Jess was telling me that she wants to go to like she wants to take me to some bar. And I'm like, I don't drink.
Wow, Jess, just leave me out.
Well, she was talking to me about
it. I was
just
kidding.
I'm sure you're coming too.
It was a joke. It was a joke.
Oh my God, you guys, my wives are going to get, they're going to fight. They're going to brawl.
Jess is amazing.
They're going to brawl over me. It's so crazy. It's really hard when you have a hot, sultry body like I do. And these girls, they just count themselves. They're like, ooh la la.
But no, we're seriously like so excited. We have so much planned. Like we talked a little bit about like what we're doing on the stage. We're going to be talking about how to use like tarot for like paranormal investigating.
My only thing is that when we sit down like this, we read our script
right? Mm-hmm.
To, for the intro and the outro. I think that's not going to be organic on stage.
No,
I think that's
going to be crazy. It's going to be completely different. It's going to be like completely different. Like we're going to have talking points, but it's going to be, you know, freeform. Right.
It's going to be way more like a conversation. Not that we don't normally have conversations, but we're not going to have our little scripted intro like we normally do, which honestly, there's probably at least 20 people who listen to this every week who are like, thank God.
Like, I think like, honestly, we could probably almost say it verbatim if we weren't.
without notes.
It's been 5 years. Like, if we don't know some of it, like, we're type A with brain fog.
Okay, first of all, speak for yourself. I'm not type A at all, okay?
Whatever. Bullshit. You're not type A.
Oh my God. Well, if you saw my desk right now, you would have an aneurysm. You'd be like, whose desk is this? Because it couldn't be yours because it's literally covered in shit because of my kids.
Mine's covered in dust. I need a dust really bad.
Mine is literally covered in shit. I've got copies of my books piled up because I had a meeting with my agent about something. And then I have jewelry. Just like a box of jewelry for some reason on my desk. And I'm cleaning the office today. So it'll be fine by the end of the day. Yeah. And I got my kids, these like little, it's like a science kit. I say my kids, I got my son, this science kit where you like, you put batteries in the thing and you do like connections all around it. And then it like turns on lights or like makes a fan. And anyway, that's scattered all over my office right now because he decided to, and I quote, cool mommy down because she's so hot and make a fan for me.
Oh, cute.
I know, he's an angel.
Adorable.
He's the best.
Adorable.
The best.
You know what time, like, how much time do we get at our booth each day? Because I'm sure that we don't, like, want to be, like, stuck there, like, the entire day, obviously.
I think it's just, like, a couple of hours.
Yeah.
I have no idea. I can email Frankie about that and ask him.
Yeah. Well, guys, at our booths, we're going to have group spell things going. And we're going to
have a buy-in.
Yeah, so. And we're planning to do some tote bags. I think we spoke about that last time. And
yes, and I was thinking, and so I would actually really like to hear the listeners' feedback on this. If you are buying, like if you're watching the live show, if you got tickets for that, which as a reminder, use the code COFFEE and you get a discount. If you're not going to physically be there, but you are going to watch the live show, and you would like an opportunity for a buy-in on the spells, like you want that opportunity, I think what we're going to do is put that on our Instagram stories. Mm-hmm. So that way you guys can still buy in that way.
Yeah.
Does that make sense?
Yeah, we can take a picture and post it and be like, you know.
Yeah.
It'll be easy. Hell, I have like, what, a 4-hour layover? I could do it during my 4-hour layover because I won't have a Scarlet to talk to.
I bought yarn for a knitting project. And actually,
I'm so jealous.
Let me pick your brain on this.
Crocheting or knitting right now because it like aggravates like all my like shoulders and my neck and stuff like that. Like it just tightens everything
you
back
are,
up.
Honestly, it's like you have rickets. It's like you have got like a disease that everyone thought was abolished 150 years ago. It's insane to me.
Look,
I digress.
I'm a few years older than you. Just give it a couple years.
Oh my God. Do you think that first of all, you've been dying of an ailment since I've known you. Okay.
It was endo at first.
Which was
only endo.
Way before the age at which I am now. Okay. So I don't even want to fucking hear it. You're not going to tell me that in 3 fucking years, I'm going to be like, my bones are brittle.
Listen to anyone our age, like reaching up there and they'll tell you all those things.
Oh my God, you sound insane. I feel like you're gaslighting me right now. You're trying to elicit fear in my soul.
Is the fear speaking?
Let me show you this yarn though, because you're gonna be sick about it.
Yes,
so first of all, for those of people who knit and crochet, I saw a tip on Instagram that I took and ended up being genius. The tip was for people who are buying yarn on a budget and they want quality yarns, if you know anything about yarn, it's usually in the range of like $30 to $40 a skein, right? For like a good quality, like merino or something like that. You can get them cheaper, but I'm talking about like the hand-dyed yarns. So not like the stuff that are solid colors. Anyway, the tip was go on eBay, go on Mercari, Depop, Vinted, all those places to look for yarn, because people who bought it for projects they never did usually sell it, or people who bought too much, people who make yarn and it just wasn't selling, they sell it there for a discount. So I was like, well, sure, I use Mercari all the time. I'll have a little browsy pants. Why not? I got for $80, okay, I got these two skeins of like bubblegum pink, and I got of the same color wave, this like yellow, blue, and the same bubblegum pink with like white.
Yeah.
I'm going to make a sweater. Okay, sit with me here. Vision mind. Put your vision cap on. I'm going to do pink collar, pink bottom hem, pink cuffs. The body is going to be the like speckly multi-pattern. And then the sleeves are going to be pink and white stripes.
Those are cute. Yeah.
I'm going to look like the coolest preschool teacher that ever lived. And I am so here for it.
I'm very excited for your Miss Frizzle era.
I'm like, listen, I'm just a girl. You know what I mean?
She's going to dye her hair red and get a perm, guys.
But I got those five skeins for $80.
That's great.
Which, if I had paid full price at the low end of what that would have normally cost, it would have been $150.
See, this is all like French to me, because I literally, girl, I just use acrylic.
First of all, why don't you want your clothes to feel nice on your body? Maybe that's why you're falling apart.
Maybe that's the problem, Maria. I have not made any like clothing. Like, I just do.
This is the problem, is that you are wrapping your body in plastic and then you're like going out into the world existing like a rejected microwave meal. And you're like, why do I have leprosy?
So I will say, I do use cotton too, like 100% cotton. Okay. So, but those are for like dish, like things I use for the house and things like that.
Yeah. Like the sugar, what's that stuff called?
Oh, the now I can't think. Something sugar.
It's like sugar brush or something like that is the brand.
I literally have one right behind me.
Yeah, that stuff.
Yeah.
I just made a cotton tank top for myself the other day, and I use like a cotton silk. It's so comfortable.
That sounds cozy.
It was so cozy and comfortable. And I'm just like, yeah, I'm so glad I made this. Although I made it a little bit big for myself because I can't count. Surprise. Surprise, everybody. I can't count.
Which is the most important thing when crocheting. And
I am good at so many things. And counting is just simply not one of them. And honestly,
Do you not use the little cook things to keep like... count on your stuff?
Oh, well, so crochet, you have to count your rows, right? Knitting is not like that. So knitting, okay, so here's my problem. When you do a knitting pattern, you do a gauge swatch. So it's how many stitches up and down to fit a certain, like, to fit a certain square, and that's your gauge swatch. So like, if it's too small, you use a slightly bigger needle. If it's too big, use a slightly smaller needle. Well, I did my counting wrong for my gauge swatch for how many were across and down. And I was like, oh, my needle is perfect. It was not. Narrator says it was not perfect and I was off. And then I went back to my gauge swatch and I was like, why is this like kind of booming on me? And I was like, oh, because I am stupid and I didn't count. I didn't count this right. Gorgeous, gorgeous girls. are dumb.
Yeah. I hate missing rows in like crochet. Oh, not like you miss like a stitch while crocheting and then you have like, and you're already like up the blanket or whatever you're doing. You're like, you have one area was like,
yeah. I did read somewhere once. It's some like folklore or whatever that you, I don't know where. So don't quote me on this, but it was something like you put your whole soul into projects, like making them so much time, so much energy that if you don't have at least one mistake, then you've put your whole soul into that project. The whole thing. So you have to have a soul mistake to make sure your whole soul's not in the project.
How Bob Ross for crocheting.
And that's so cute. Just happy little trees.
Yeah, happy little mistake. It'll be fine. Just chopper it up.
And so it was like, the sweater I'm making, Frank, the base ribbing, I screwed up a couple of the ribbing rows. And I was like, that's fine. It gives a character. Well, I also didn't notice that I had messed it up until I was like probably 30 rows in.
Oh, that's the worst. That's so bad.
And I was just like, well, that's a problem for someone else because I'm not fixing it.
I hate it when like crocheting and knitting where you're like, you're thinking, you know, you're doing what you're doing and you've gotten to the rhythm of it. And then all of a sudden your brain like kind of like malfunctions and be like, okay, how do I do this again? And you're like overthinking it and over considering it. And then that's when you fuck up. When that rhythm stops.
Yeah. And I refuse, absolutely refuse to frog more than two rows. Unless I have completely fucked up so badly that the project needs to be restarted. If it's more than two rows back, I'm not frogging that much.
Yeah.
It's not happening. It's just not happening. I won't do it. You can't make me. And frankly, asking me to should be illegal. So
the only person who will ask is yourself. So you're good.
Yeah.
Unless you're making it.
How dare you? Right. How dare you ask me to do that? I'm not going to do that. I'm just a girl. You can't ask me to do that. That's criminal. my goodness.
Oh, gosh.
I feel like we've gotten really sidetracked here on knitting when we were talking about the Bear Fest.
But that's fine. It's going to be exciting. I'm so excited. This is actually going to be the first time that Robin and I have like met face to face since,
you know, am I crazy?
6 years.
We're going to kiss like this. That was, for those of you listening, that was with tongue.
Just so you're aware.
We're going to do so much kissing.
Oh. Like,
and they were roommates.
Well, we will be roommates. We're literally going to be sharing a room.
Yeah. And it's going to be holding hands. And
we're
kissing.
Each like bringing guests. So, like, it's going to be
the bathroom situation. My friend's going to come with us. I asked her if she wanted to come. Well, she said she wanted to come. And then she said she was going to talk to her husband about it. And then I never heard anything else. I should ask her. I'm going to text her right now and be like, are you coming with me to Chicago?
Yes. For those who don't know, Scarlett literally comes like the next day. So the wifey will be with me. She's going to be our little...
I'm
going
to make out with her too. So
our little helper. It's just going to be a throuple situation.
It's going to be such a throuple situation. Not actually. Because I am regrettably straight. Sad to inform the listeners. Especially considering, do you know how many times we've been asked if we're married for real life?
Yeah.
Because Maria's always talking about her wife and I call her my wife.
Yeah.
People are always like, well, they're my favorite lesbian couple. And I'm like, I am so sorry to tell you.
Well, it doesn't help,
rock
like,
your world, but
you're,
she's
like,
with another
lesbian
woman.
Coded, like, a, you know, you like the big glasses, you like colorful hair, and
what do
you
mean?
Know,
that, first of all, what do you mean?
You wear
lesbian
dungarees.
Coded? What does that mean? You know, when I lived in San Francisco, the amount of women that would like ask me out, and I'd be like, I have to tell them, like, I'm so flattered, but unfortunately, so sad to say, I do like penis. Oh my gosh.
Sorrows.
Sorry, ladies. Sorry, gals. Oh my gosh. Okay, well, we should wrap this up. If you've listened to this whole episode, you're so cute. thank you all for joining us this week. We'll see you next week for our regular episode, which we have a guest for.
Yeah.
We will check check out our website for a link to our submission forms, or shoot us an email at submissions@coffeeandcauldrons.com, or you can send us a voicemail at 351-207-0799 to tell us any ghost stories, witchy stories, tips, or topics that you think the community would love to hear.
I liked your robot malfunctioning ones. I'm gonna start doing that when I'm gonna set you
powering down.
Just do that on stage. It's good. As always, if you enjoyed Coffee and Cauldrons, please take a moment to review us on Apple Podcasts. Or if you want to support us directly, consider joining us on Patreon, where we share articles, a special part two exclusive episode, have a spell of the month box, and a Discord. But yeah, we'll see you guys next time.
Maybe can't wait see to you see in you Chicago. Next time.
Come see we'll us see in you Chicago.
All right. Bye.
Bye.